We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We learned yesterday, Ahi Issa, that wanted to keep away the properties from her husband. She didn't want to have to give the payers, so he gave it to her daughter. They wrote a star, gave it to her daughter. And the Gemara says that's called a star mevarachas. They don't really mean to give it to your daughter. You really mean to keep it for yourself, the Isha. But she doesn't want her husband to have it. It's different. She says it's for her daughter. But really, the star doesn't count. That's what comes out. That's what Rav Nachman said. He ripped up the star. And Shmuel says the same thing. Someone who wants to keep away the nechasim from her husband. So what does she do? She writes a star pasim. What's a star pasim? Basically, a star pasim is a star mevarachas. Rashi says star piyusim. She mafais lekamatana zul afkias chus bayil lekarmizumi. Tell the person here, I'm giving you a matana, but it's a joke, really. And do me a favor and make believe you're getting it. It's a star pasim. So the Rashi says, that's what you do. Chomer say no. Rotza metzachik ba ad shetichtiv lo imayuem lekshertza. Lemaisa. If you write a star, so the Makabal could laugh in her face and say, oh, you gave me a matana, you gave me something, I have a star. And he could keep it forever, until she writes in the star, Mehayoim v'lekesha erza. What does that mean? You write in the star that the star belongs to you. Let's see, it's Reuven. So you write the star to Reuven, but it writes in the star that it's given to you from today when I want. So therefore, she says that if the husband finds out about it, wants to collect payers, I'll say, oh, it belongs to Reuven. And then it belongs to Reuven. If in a case where the husband never finds out about it, so he doesn't say that it's Reuven. So it never becomes Reuven. It's only Reuven's when she says she wants it. And the Ra'ah speaks out, therefore neither the husband or Reuven ever tries to get it because they both understand that she'll just get out the other way and therefore lands up, she keeps it because he doesn't... try to get his chusim because the wife will say, what do you mean? I'm not giving it to you. And the husband never says it's hers because then she'll say it belongs to the first guy. So therefore, she keeps it away. They could have teamed up, but they don't know each other. So therefore, that's how it works. That's how it works by writing this tanai in the star. So remember, it's the time of the kosvalei. It's only because you write the star it doesn't help keep away from the husband. Time of the kosvalei hachi. Haloi kosvalei hachi. If you don't write this, Kanini lekeach. The lekeach taka is koina. So you see, it's a kasha on Rav Nachman and on Shmuel. So the Tosfos Arid already asks, okay. So if it's a raya from Shimon Gamil, Shimon Gamil says you can write a star pasim. So good, you have a kasha from the Rabbanon that says you have to write this tonight by Yoyim Lekasharitza. But the Ma'aseh, the Tanakhama of Shimon Gamil over here says clearly you can write a star pasim. So what's the kasha? They hold Shimon Gamil. Zok Tosfos Arid that we don't paskin like we go pass the Rabbim. We passing at the Rabbim, Kenegah, Rav Shimon Gamil, therefore the Kasha is, V'chama not like him. Amrav Zeru loy Kasha, Habit Kula, Habit Maksasa. There's a difference between Kula and Maksasa. Shmuel and Rav Nachman said that it's called a Shtar Mevarachas, it's not a good Shtar, it's only when she writes all her Nechasim. We write all the Nechasim, so we know it's a non-Sadi, they didn't really mean to give it away. Masha'inkin, if you gave only part of your Nechasim, so there, the only time we say that it's bottles, only if you write this Tanai, Ma'ayu'e Melkasha'aretza. So the Havakula of Maksasa. So that's the answer. The answer is if you give away all your nechasim, that's called Shtar Mevarachas, that's where it's bottled. Break the Mara Kasha now, and according to Rashi, this Kasha is on Shmuel. Shmuel says Shtar Mevarachas is not a good Kenyan. So now it comes back to this Kasha. I think Moshe has a Kasha yesterday. V'loi kainin lekeach. If the lekeach is not koinit, let's example of Rav Nachman with a daughter. If a daughter is not koinit, so they can do a baal, so the baal be koinit. And lekar the baal should be koinit. If Shtar is not a good Shtar, so then why can't the Baal get it? For example, if she dies, the Baal should be Yerushit, or the Baal should be Paris. That's the way Rashi learns the Kasha. Kasha is on Shmuel, that if Shmuel or Nachman say that the star is Batal, okay, so now the Baal should get it. What'd you help? The whole point of giving it to the daughter is to get it away from the husband. You didn't keep it away from the husband, because it's not a kinyan to the daughter. So what does it help? What are you doing? And for the Gemara, Abaya, Asom, Kenechosim, She'en Yadum, Labav, believe the Rav Shimon. Abaye says it's like the chosim she'ein yiduim according to Rabbi Shimon. We had in our Mishnah that a chosim the husband does not know about. The husband doesn't need peiros mit. It's not yarishit. That's a chosim she'ein yiduim. So here the husband doesn't chap that this star is not a real star. He thinks it's a real star. So it's like nechosim she'eino yiduim, and therefore he doesn't collect. Basically, making it into a way that, like the just like the properties are in a different country, he doesn't know about it. He doesn't collect. Here also, he thinks it belongs to someone else. So Taisa says, you see from here, he passed like Rav Shimon, because we're learning up pshat in this Rav Nachman and Shmuel passing like this. That it's also any to do him, so it's a right, you pass like Rav Shimon. What? No, no shaykhis. There's no shaykhis. That's no shaykhis to that machlekes. That machlekes was about the shtam of rachis. That difference is kula and miksasa. That brisa with the rabbim and I'm sure we're talking about a case we only gave away miksasa. So there, you talk, we pass the rabbim. You need to have, if you don't have this tonight, then it's taka or present to the lekech. Al kaponim, the taka belongs to the lekech, belongs to the person who got it. Here we're talking about a case of kula. We gave kula. So say, there you say it's not good. Shtam of rachis. The kasha was, why doesn't the Baal eat it, at least? And that way, answer is, they'll go according to Rav Shimon. And in Echonami, Rav Shimon is not like the Rabbin. Yeah, passes the rest of the Mishnah. Rav Shimon is so passing Rav Shimon. Yeah. So look at the Mishnah. Naful lock suf. So what happens? We're going now further with the discussion of nichse maluk. So that's simple nichse maluk. If you come in with a property, she comes in with a property. She did not put it into the ksuba, so it doesn't go to her husband. But Allah is the husband eats the payris of her nechasim. Which means the profits of her nechasim go to the husband. Let's say she bought him money. Now, cash. $1 million cash. What happens then? Nafla ksafim. So halacha is, we want him to be able to eat the peiros. So what do? We lock him karka. We buy karka with it. Who echel peiros needs peiros? That means if she brings him money, we give him a right to go buy property with that. That retains the principal of the money. And he eats the peiros for all the years that they're married. Peiros that tlushim in the karka. If she comes in with payers that are detached from the karka, the same thing, that's like money. You lock up him karka, work a payers. You buy karka and he's payers. What about payers on mechabarim the karka? When they got married, there's payers on mechabarim the karka. So now, how do you look at that? Do you look at that as she owns the karka? She owns the karka. Payers on mechabarim the karka, what do you do? So here, does he just eat those payers? Or that's like considered like cash? So I'm Rav Meir. It's considered like cash. It's considered like that only what grows in his rishus is peiros, but what's not growing in his rishus is not his peiros. It's like cash. It's like keren. It's like principle. The halacha is he eats all profits. Let's say there were profits that weren't collected yet, and then they got married, which is our peiros da mechubarim. It's really grew ready, but it wasn't detached. So what's the halacha with that? Did he just eat them? So Rameya says, no, you figure out how much the value is, and then you buy more karka with that, because that's like principle. And we want that principle to be retained for the Isha after they get divorced, or after he dies. Abraham Meir, Shaman Oysa, Kame Yafa Paris, Kame Yafa Le Paris. You want to figure out how much these Paris are worth, they're attached to. So what you do is, you say, how much would this field sell for without the Paris, and how much you sell with the Paris? And that money is in between, and why, sir, between how much it costs without Paris and how much the field costs with Paris, that value, you lock them karka or echel Paris. Then you buy karka with that, and then he can eat the Paris, because now they basically were redeemed into a principle, and now he can eat the Paris. Mecham argu, mecham oimrim, ha mechabarim le karka shaloi, va tlushim mina karka shaloh. We lock them karka or echel Paris. Chum say that if it's still mechubah l'karka, and then you harvest it after you get married, that is considered peiros, and he eats it. So what's the pshat in the chacham? So pash pshat, like the rush sounds like the pshat is, because you go basa tlisha. Peiros are evaluated basa tlisha. When do you call it peiros? When you tell it. Now when you tell it, you're married already. So that's the peiros, that's the profits. But that's the pshat in the chacham. Rashi is a little different. Rashi says, the reason why you eat the peiros is because the principle of the peiros is the karka. And that karka is still here. I'm not eating the principle, I'm only eating peiros. And therefore, even though they were attached and they already grew before they got married, still, according to chacham, ha mechabarim lekarka shaloi, he gets it. But tlushim in the karka, that's the same thing as the garmeir. So actually, extra line, this line, Tosi Yonta points out. But the Tlushim belongs to her, and that's her principle. So what you do is, you buy Karka Voyecha Peres. Again, the klal is that he eats the profits, and anything she brings in is principle. And that, it belongs to her, it doesn't belong to you. So therefore, you have to buy something that's going to stay forever, like Karka. That's the law. So the money, you buy karka with it. You don't want to get used up. Peiris, you buy karka with it. The peiris hamachabarim is a machlokes. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as that it's principle, it's her principle, and therefore you have to make sure it stays, you have to buy karka with that, or it belongs to him because that's called profits. Now Rav Shimon says basically the same thing in the like the Chachamim. We'll see in the Gemara on base what the nafkimim of Rav Shimon Chachamim is. Rav Shimon Aimer, Mokom shiyofa koichoi bekinisasa, hoire koicha beitziyasa. That Mokom shiyofa koichoi bekinisasa means that according to Chacham we said that peiris mechubarim, that they got married, they were already fully grown. When you tailish it, when you cut it, when you harvest it, it belongs to the Baal. So hoire koicha beitziyasa. Let's say it grew before they got divorced. The peiris grew, but they didn't cut it yet. And after the divorce, they cut it. Who gets it? So he says, and then he loses out because then we go, what's the Tlisha? So then it belongs to her. After, because even it grew in his, well, he was married, but after he got divorced, the Tlisha happened after he got divorced, it belongs to her. Makam shahari kaycha biknisasa, which means when it's already harvested, it's ready talush, there it belongs to the Isha and you buy kark with that. Yafa kaycha biitsiyasa, there if it's already talush, when they get divorced, then he owns it. So that, and what I just spoke out, the Mishnah explains, okay, that peiris mechubarim lekarka biknisasa shalai, when they get married, if it's still mechubar, it belongs to him, even though it didn't grow in his marriage, it's still the mice, since they're harvesting now, then it belongs to him. Vitsiyasa shalai. But by vitsiyah, if it's not harvested yet, it belongs to her. By klushim lekarka, anything that's talush, biknisasa shalai, when they come in, it belongs to her, it's principal for her. Vitsiyasa, but when they get divorced, if something's talush, it belongs to him, shalai. So that's how Rav Shimon explains. It's really the same with Chacham. We'll have to see in the Gemara the nafkamina between Rav Shimon and the Chacham. So like upon him, that's our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says that if she comes with money, you buy karka in order to make sure the principal is here. So to Gemara, Pshita. Let's say you have money. What is better to buy? Ara or Bati? Which one's better to buy? A house or a property? So the Gemara says that's Pashit, it's better to buy a property. Why? Because it has two milas, that property. First of all, you can make more money off a property than off a house, that's what Rashi says. And number two is, it doesn't get ruined. A house eventually will disintegrate. Masha'inkin of land is here forever. So definitely it's better to buy land. Let's say you have a choice, you don't have any land available. The choice is Bati Vedikli, a house, a building, or a dekel tree. Bati is better. Bati obviously lasts longer and makes more money. Dikli bilani, a dekel tree, which is a palm tree or a fruit tree. Dikli. A dikli is better. A dekel is better. It's a stronger tree. Ilani vigufni, a ilan or a vineyard, a geffen tree. Ilani is better. Pretty obvious things. The bottom line is, you buy something that the principle will definitely last rather than buying something where the principle has a chance to get ruined. Now the Gemara has a machlekes about the following idea. Abez ardasa, if you have a ya'ar, which means a forest, that has a bunch of trees that don't reproduce. So now, you have a forest with trees. You want to cut down the trees for lumber. Is that called peiris, cutting down the trees, or is that called principle? Remember, you're not allowed to use up the principle of the isha. Now, if you have a big forest with trees, if you knock down those trees are never coming back. But on the other hand, the forest, the ground of the forest still is retained. So is that called peiris or principle? Are the trees called peiris or principle? That's possible. If it's apple trees, take off the apples, that'd be peiris, because it grows back. So that's peiris, that's profits. But what about trees that are not going to grow back? What's halacha? Upeiris de kavri. The same thing goes for a fish. You have this big pond, a fish pond. The fish ain't coming back. No more fish. So if you use up those fish, is that called principle or peiris? So it's machlokes. Amri la peira, v'amri la karna. The first one says it's called peiris. Lamaisa, you're leaving something over. You're leaving over the ditch, or you're leaving over the land, the forest, the land of the forest. So it's leaving something over. It's not called using up the principle. But Amrilo, no, that's Karna. Klal de Milsa, according to second man, the Amma. Gizem Machlev, if it reproduces, Peira, that's called Peira. In Gizem Machlev, that's called Karna. That's called Karen. So that here, we have Machlekes, if it's called Peira, Karna, by the case of Abaz Arisa, and the Gemara was going to continue with the same discussion all about Karen and Peiris. You always have to ascertain what's called Karen and what's called Peiris.